Hello, this is Greg Schaefer with AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. Proudly serving the River Region since 1986, AKD is your one-stop shop when it comes to t-shirts, polo shirts, team uniforms, and all of your promotional product needs. Did you know that AKD has more experience than Custom Ink and Vistaprint? Did you know that Custom Ink and these other national chains actually subcontract their printing and other services to local companies like AKD? They are simply a large brokerage business with a big advertising budget. Well, here at AKD, we're able to offer the same quality artwork and designs with a rush service option, no shipping delays, and we will always deliver your product on time for your next event or function. So why not keep it local and shop with convenience? I say shop smart and stress-free. Call AKD. You can reach us at our Montgomery location at 277-8433, our Prattville office at 361-2133, or online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
I used to have more hair. I used to have more color. And I used to have cancer. I beat it. I did. Not alone. I used to have no idea what the American Cancer Society did. Research, yeah, but also free rides to chemo and free lodging near hospitals. I used to maybe give a little, then I got so much back. I used to have cancer.
Please give at cancer.org.
This year, don't just say happy holidays. Get a gift that says, I love every moment that led us here. With the incredible selection of Levion jewelry at Jared and more exclusive designs than any other store in the world, it's a perfect place to find a gift that says it all. Shop the Levion Fall in Love event from December 3rd to 12th for exclusive offers, including $100 off any Levion purchase, only at Jared.
Get a promo code or find a store near you at Jared.com. Exclusions apply. See store or Jared.com/Levion for complete details.
Radio Shack is open Wednesday with doorbuster deals for the whole family this holiday season. Half off on all 470-ohm watt 5% carbon film resistors for mom. Save on a 100 UF 35-volt 20% axial lead electrolytic capacitor for dad. Surprise the kids with 4-gauge wrapper compatible with all Kynar-coated wires. And treat yourself to huge markdowns on AA battery housings and coaxial adapters. Radio Shack, we don't know why we're here either.
If you're not outside, get outside and look to the east at the moonrise.
Are you sure this work will be in competent hands?
Certainly, we're all incompetent.
All you gotta do is look at the damn moon. Take a look.
Wow!
It's unbelievable, it's fun.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz testifying today about his report, which showed there was no political bias in the investigation into the 2016 Trump campaign and possible ties to Russia.
We found that Crossfire Hurricane was open for an authorized investigative purpose and with sufficient factual predication.
Horowitz says despite errors by the FBI in the warrant process, the investigation was justified. President Trump today signing an executive order designed to fight anti-Semitism during a White House Hanukkah ceremony.
As president, I will always celebrate and honor the Jewish people, and I will always stand with our treasured friend and ally, the State of Israel. That I can tell you.
That order ties anti-Semitism to the 1964 Civil Rights Act. The Federal Reserve says it's keeping its benchmark interest rate at its current level with no changes expected next year. America is listening to Fox News.
This holiday, have a traditional drink with some kick. Monster Nog!
Monster Nog!
Monster Nog! It ain't your grandma's Nog. It's packed with taurine, ginseng, and enough B12 and caffeine to make a reindeer's heart explode.
All I want for Christmas is an Ed Hardy shirt, a bottle of Grey Goose, and a case of Monster Nog. Yeah! Fist pump!
This year, put the Eggstream into Xmas with Monster Nog! Monster Nog!
It is 6:05. We are joined by the dulcet tones of Seth Spotlow.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I smoke extra on days you're here so I can keep my voice as resonant as yours.
Oh. Nothing good on that. Just thank you for letting me sit.
It's okay. Have a seat. Enjoy the fun. And will you be coming to Baumhauer's after we're done here?
Yes, sir. Most definitely.
Okay.
Tonight is my date with Mr. Bader.
Ah, Eddie. That he is. He's 365 days of Christmas cheer.
He really is.
He is a carrier of happiness. So if you are in a bad mood and you want to be infected with happy, stay close to Eddie Bader because he's a carrier. And before you know it, you'll be smiling. Seriously. That's a compliment. I hope everybody is the
good people.
It's 5:07. Let's see if the joy is spreading to the roads.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. As we get into the 5 o'clock hour, we are seeing a lot of cars at the merge downtown. The only slowdown right now, just a minor one going from 85 to 65 northbound. If you're merging from 65 to 85, it's slow traffic for the first couple of miles outbound. You know the drill. It's like that every afternoon. I-65 to Prattville is bumper to bumper. Use caution on the interstate. We have no accidents there. The boulevard is very busy tonight from I-85 all the way around to Vaughn Road, Troy Highway, back past Baptist, very busy. The 31s are picking up, going outbound, especially 231 to Wetumpka. Drive carefully. We have no accidents to tell you about at this time. Do your Christmas shopping at Midtown Plaza. Then have a snack at CC's Pizza, American Deli, Hunan Garden, Chinese Buffet, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton & Company development for Montgomery Sky. I watch traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Wind Creek Wetumpka is feeling sassy at 6, and you're invited to the party. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then the fun begins at 6 p.m. on Friday, December 13th. During our 24 hours of winning giveaway, you can win a share of $60,000 in free play. Then on Saturday, December 14th, one lucky player will drive home in a 2020 BMW 740i. So come get sassy at Wind Creek Wetumpka and find your winning moment.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Don't miss out on a chance to win great prizes. It's the 12 Days of Dixie Holiday Giveaway. Learn more at facebook.com/Dixie Electric Plumbing Air.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Friday the 13th at 9 a.m., it's another Bama half-off special. Fat Boys Barbecue Ranch in Prattville has $10 gift certificates for only $5 at BamaHalfOff.com. Locally owned and operated with a hometown family atmosphere, everything at Fat Boys Barbecue Ranch is made from scratch, including their original sauce, award-winning desserts, and their 6 meats slow-cooked over hickory hardwoods daily. Get your half-off deal from Fat Boys Barbecue Ranch beginning Friday the 13th at 9 a.m. on BamaHalfOff.com.
I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. The infant mortality rate in Alabama is at the lowest in state's history. The decrease occurs among all racial groups. The Alabama Department of Public Health says the rate is at 7 deaths per 1,000 live births in 2018. Tuskegee police have identified the person killed in a shooting over the weekend. Police say the victim is 22-year-old Gregory Perry of Tuskegee. The shooting happened on the 900 block of Della Sullins Road. Another person was also shot and taken to the hospital. No word on their condition, no arrests have been made in the case. The Shops at East Chase is making sure every child gets time with Santa by providing a sensory Santa experience for those families with special needs children. The next sensory Santa experience will happen tomorrow at 6 p.m. and will offer families the opportunity to take photos without background music or spotlights, no lines, and additional time with Santa. And those are your news headlines. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have kind of a chilly forecast as we head into the nighttime hours tonight. The winds will die down. With partly cloudy skies, the overnight low temperature falls to about 39. Tomorrow, look for another cool day for December. High temperature only in the middle 50s. There could be a shower somewhere in the area tomorrow afternoon, but I think the better rain chances will probably hold off until late Thursday night into Friday. Friday could be, you know, a bit of a soaker in some areas. Then the shower risk ends during the day on Saturday. Temperatures over the weekend will be back in the 60s. In fact, I think the nicest day will be Sunday with plenty of sun. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. News. news and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Christmas means many things to many people. To some, Christmas means glittering lights, gaily wrapped gifts. That's right, sounds of laughter and good cheer. To the folks at Preparation H, it means a time to pause for a few moments to to give thanks to their friends who've been so kind and generous. So from Preparation H to you and yours, a very Merry Christmas.
Did you mean to say very Merry...
Rectum.
No. Preparation H cream. This is a beauty tip from me. If you take just a little dab of the cream and you put it under your eyes, it's designed to shrink tissue. If you get bags under your eyes, whatever, a little swelling there, it helps. Just have somebody else go to the store and buy it for you, because you don't want that hot chick at the checkout stand to think you have a hemorrhoid. Let's be honest here. That's how guys think. Joining us now, after that very undignified comment, is Mr. Right on the Money, Grant.
Yeah, baby!
McDonald from McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Hello, sir.
Hey, how's it going?
Glad to see that, we didn't have a bad day. It was nice to see a little forward momentum. I heard the Fed is keeping things like where they are, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
The economy is humming.
Mm-hmm.
So that was good. We're still waiting on China, though, right?
That's the whole thing. I mean, that really is the whole thing. If you look at the market, I mean, look at it yesterday, the day before, look at it today. I mean, we're up 29 points on the Dow. That's basically unchanged,
yeah.
You know. The S&P 500 the same way, as well as the NASDAQ Composite Index. All these broad-based indexes are just not moving. And it's because we've got this big deadline coming up, you know, December 15th, and everyone wants to see how this trade deal is going to end up. You know, the Fed meeting today was sort of really kind of much ado about nothing. I mean, everyone expected the Fed chairman to kind of reiterate what he said 6 weeks ago, and that is, hey, we're not going to do anything. We're not raising rates. Probably all of 2020, we're not going to raise interest rates. And he said, in fact, the thing that was interesting to me, he spent a lot of time talking about and taking questions about sort of this QE light that they've been doing, the operations in their repo market with T-bills and things like that, you know, basically providing dollars to people who need them at the right time. And so they're providing a ton of liquidity through these repo operations. And he also talked about the inflation rate, and he said, you know, we had a target of 2% on inflation, but it's been quite challenging to reach that target, and we're not sure when we're going to ever be able to reach that target. There are a lot of reasons, I think, for that, but you go around the world, you find negative yields. The United States, inflation is so subdued. I think the Fed... That, you know, it was a nice way to go around the world to explain why they raised interest rates at the end of 2018 and caused the market to go down, and then had to cut interest rates and take them all back to get back to the level where they were about a year and a half ago. And if they were being honest, they would have said, we kind of screwed up doing all that.
Yeah.
We probably shouldn't have done it, but they didn't. They just said, you know, inflation target never really has hit where we think it should, and now we have found that it's quite challenging.
Isn't that amazing? Doesn't that rank as another area where they've just underestimated this president? You know, it's like the jobs. It should be a good jobs report. We, the experts, say 176,000 jobs, and the number turns to 266. Oh, well, better than expected. Inflation's 1.4% last number I saw, which was very recent. That's amazing.
Yeah.
In the 80s, and I love the Reagan economy, and ever since then, I always said, God, if we ever have another guy like that, it'll be great. Prosperity. But in the 80s, interest rates were ridiculous because they climbed up into the teens, deep teens, under Jimmy Carter, and it took more than a decade for them to slowly work their way down. Now we're at three, so you can buy a house and have money left over to put stuff in the house. That's the difference between this economy and that one, and that's why I think this is the best ever. Am I wrong?
Well, no, I think you're right, and I would also say that I think we've witnessed probably the greatest technological revolution that mankind has ever seen, truly, in the last 30 years. And the speed of change continues at such an unbelievably exponential rate. I mean, it's gaining speed at something that I never even dreamed of when I first got in this business over 30 years ago. And I think that is creating an incredible amount of capacity, additional capacity, production capacity, the ability to absorb higher prices, keep prices low, mm-hmm. and that's what's going on. And I think you're seeing that continue to get better and better and better. And it explains why the U.S. GDP, the growth rate is still in the twos and threes, but inflation, the trajectory of inflation has been down.
Yeah,
and so I think it's just I think it's an incredible American story that's being told, and
we have people that can't wait to bring it to a crashing end. Isn't that sickening?
That's right.
Quick question, because we've talked about this in the past, and it also connects to that hearing today where Ted Cruz and others just absolutely did a magnificent job of mm-hmm. continuing to expose what we have all known through our own research for several years. And how long ago was it, 3-4 years ago, that the Brits voted for Brexit? And yet they have yet to complete. That was another thing. There's no chance Trump's going to win. No chance they're going to vote for Brexit. But they did. And now they have an election coming up, I think, Friday or Saturday. Maybe Saturday. And the latest polling shows they're going to vote the majority needed to get the Brexit deal done, that nobody else is, because they got a deep state there too that wants globalism, that doesn't want mm-hmm. sovereignty, and they're fighting that. This is not a uniquely American situation, is what I'm trying to say. And
right, no, you're,
it looks like,
yeah, you're exactly right. As a matter of fact, as we know, I mean, this started probably 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
It's a movement that has been taking place all through Europe. It obviously hit the United Kingdom with Brexit. It hit the United States with Trump. There's a massive pushback by the average citizenry of this world against bureaucrats, plutocrats, socialists, people who think that they know what's best for us, that want to control everything in life. And the citizenry of the world is pushing back on it, clearly.
Yeah. And so, I'm glad to see it. And I'm hoping that the polls are right about this weekend's election over there, and they'll finally get that done. It's the will of the people, yet there are embedded folks there, embedded folks here, that don't want to know about the will of the people. They want to overturn it. They've been trying that for 3 years, and today, not that anybody goes by the gospel from Rolling Stone magazine, but they're as left as it gets. And even today, they said, you know what we're finding out here? This whole Russian thing, it was all fake news, which was mighty humbling for them to admit when most media is still towing the company line, so to speak. I thought that was significant.
Right. No, it's huge. It is. It's absolutely huge.
Even Andrea Mitchell today on MSDNC said, wow. The FBI did some seriously, egregiously wrong things. So maybe there's a slow awakening going on.
Yeah, this is what I've been saying about the Democrats. They're playing with fire here. They really, really are playing with fire. We're at the tip of the iceberg on some of this stuff. And, there's a reason why Trump is running around going, let's have a trial. Come on, let's do it. Let's get in the Senate. Hey, here's who we're going to start calling.
Well, when you're innocent, you ask for a trial so you can pull in all the people accusing you and expose them. I actually kind of hope it happens. I think we discussed this. I just said as an idea, he should buttonhole enough Republican congressmen to vote to put the trial in the Senate so he can go in and clean it up. In other words, beat the Dems at their own game and ambush them, because I don't think they're going to vote for it at this point. There's just so much to lose if they do that. They'll censure him. Oh, my goodness, Timmy. They'll slap him on the hand and say, bad president. After all of 3 years.
A little reprimand or whatever.
3 years of twisting the country in its knickers over a hoax. Horrible. Horrible. They should be punished. In the meantime, we're just enjoying the economy. And in the meantime, 2020, as of today, is 3 weeks away. And there's still time to pick up the phone and call 387-0094 and make an appointment to see Brandt, meet the incredible team of people at McDonald Hagen Wealth Management, and start formulating a plan in which 2020 becomes the year you start taking care of you and become managerial about your money. So you build a nest egg, so you prepare for retirement or whatever else may come down the tracks of life. You've got the best team on your side, and they can show you. They can look at your finances and show you how painless amounts of money can grow. You need to take that opportunity to find that out. And there's nobody better prepared to take great care of you as many of my friends, loved ones here in town have found out. Brandt and that team are the best. 387-0094 is the number, 387-0094. I hope you'll call it. It'll be one of the most important phone calls you'll ever make. Brandt, we will talk tomorrow.
Yeah, you know it. All right, guys. Y'all have a good night, and we'll talk tomorrow.
You got it, my friend.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are very busy at the I-65-85 interchange downtown. We have a little bit of a slowdown, 85 to 65 northbound. Folks coming 65 north and south to 85 out of downtown. There is a slowdown for about the first couple of miles. It's that afternoon backlog when everybody jumps on the highway at the same time getting off work. No accidents there. The boulevard, very congested, as well as Atlanta Highway, Taylor Road, 231 to Wetumpka. We're seeing backup on the lights there at the River Bridge and at Rifle Range, Jasmine Hill. 31 to Prattville doing a brisk business as well. No accidents anywhere. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Want a vehicle, but you got bad credit or no credit? Well, you better call Steve the Credit Medic at Reinhardt Used Car Super Center, 334-531-8370. Steve will bring your credit back to life. I wonder what he can do for me for being tongue-tied trying to say the Credit Medic. I'll get it eventually. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured in an accident and you need a ride, we will pick you up and bring you to the Vance Law Firm. Just dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Ward Yamaha, Troy, Alabama, says Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to each and every one of you. And now celebrating 47 years in business. For all your motorcycle, ATV, or watercraft needs, see Ward Yamaha, Troy, Alabama.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents... Doug.
Where's the money, Karen?
I'm sorry, the money?
The money you saved by having Liberty Mutual customize your home insurance, so you only pay for what you need.
Oh, that money. I used it to add to my collection of clown paintings. Take a look.
Amazing. Wow.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Deck the halls with gifts from Boot Barn. Put Dan Post boots under the tree. Handcrafted with premium leathers and made for comfort. Dan Post boots, all at Boot Barn. Unwrap the West. Unwrap the West with gifts from Boot Barn.
Don't miss the new and improved Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings from 6 until 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The River Region's first and only News Talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
house with boughs of holly.
Translated, cover up your house with plants.
Tis the season to be jolly.
That means this time of year makes me dance.
Don we now our gay apparel.
In other words, we put our happy clothes on.
Troll the ancient Yuletide carol.
I guess that means singing carols, walking around.
Happy Hour News Talk, 93.1 FM, WACV. It's Greg Rosie, Seth Spotlow in the house. And Legal Eagle and local heartthrob,
yes!
Chad on the phone.
It was absolutely stunning today. Even though we knew everything that the IG testified to, even though we've all known about it because we've watched, you know, John Solomon report on it.
Yep.
We've seen, you know, we had the Nunes memo, which said everything that came out. Even though we've all known about it.
Yeah, for 3 years. Even Pelosi today admitted, yeah, we've been doing this impeachment thing for 2.5 years. This is all... A long plot.
Now, if you didn't believe that this race, recent impeachment thing wasn't an effort to try and get this off the front page, you better believe it now. Because today, even the Democrats didn't have it, hardly any response.
But you said it wasn't politically motivated.
And he said, well, actually, no, that's not what I said. Actually, what I said is nobody admitted to me that it was politically motivated and I had no documents, but it's not my job to give an opinion on that. That's going to be decided by other people. Other people being the United States Attorney.
Yeah, Durham Barr, yeah.
They had no response for the testimony that a deputy attorney general altered an email and submitted it to the FISA court to delete the portion about Carter Page being a good guy who had worked for the CIA.
Yeah, I mean, but here's the ultimate verdict on today's hearing. MSDNC and CNN did not carry it. They knew it was going to be bad news. So neither one of them carried the thing on TV. Adam Schiff, Bug Eyes, with his nonsense and garbage and stuff... they give nonstop breathless. It's historic. It's historical.
Well,
it's hysterical.
What's historical is what came out today.
Yeah.
And I mean, person after person, senator after senator made the point that this is, people ought to be scared to death that the FBI, and we're going to find out the CIA as well, can spy on a candidate and can lie and falsify information to get a warrant to wear a wire and to surveil four campaign people, right? These facts are now undisputed. This isn't Chad's opinion anymore.
No.
Isn't Greg Bedell's opinion. This isn't Sean Hannity's opinion or Rush Limbaugh's. These are findings based on testimony and documents. It is undisputed that they committed criminal acts. Right, and they are being referred, and I think that Brandt had it just right. This is the tip of the iceberg, and the Attorney General Barr said we expect to see some action probably around the April May time frame. And what you really saw today was how deep DNC had their hand up the backside of Fusion GPS and the Steele dossier.
Yes,
and how they orchestrated the whole thing. And how they're the ones, I mean, it was really quite telling that both Cruz and a couple of other senators say it's probably the best opposition research campaign we've ever seen by a presidential election for the Hillary Clinton campaign to get the FBI to open an investigation on their political opponent based on a fake dossier that they paid for.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Nobody would believe it was. If you were to write this in a novel, a publisher wouldn't publish it because it's so fantastic.
Yep.
No one could believe it.
Did you see that? I mentioned this earlier in the show that Rolling Stone's editor today said the report throws water on one deep state conspiracy theory of the Russian investigation, but validates complaints about fake news.
Validates the entire thing. In fact, what I want to tell you about that Rolling Stone article, it was written by a very good writer. His name is Matt Taibbi.
Yeah.
So Matt's exactly. Not a lefty. You know, he's pretty much a straight shooter as far as I know. But when you have Rolling Stone magazine and Andrea Mitchell and some of all these others saying, this is...
Yeah,
uh-oh.
Yeah.
You know?
That was a bellwether tweet from her regarding the seriousness of what's being discussed today. Not the Schiff show, today.
Especially if you realize how close Andrea Mitchell is to Hillary Clinton.
Oh, my God, yeah.
They are best buds.
Well, you know? I'm sure she'll be able to arrange prison visits.
Well, if Andrea Mitchell disappears, don't be surprised.
Yeah,
there's Clinton always body count. Just added one.
There's always room in the Clinton National Cemetery, isn't there?
Well, I got to tell you, everybody needs to be patient because it's going to be a while. It's going to take a while to get these things together. Greg, I don't think people understand. This is not just about what's happened in the United States. The global conspiracy. This is global.
Yeah, Kamala Harris was all, what are you running around the globe for? She knows damn well
yeah,
why.
Yeah, she knows damn well why. Bitch. Because the Obama administration used MI6.
Uh-huh. And her buddy.
And the Italians. And the Italians. And some of the Ukrainians. You know, that's why they went up. You have to understand.
The worst part is, Chad, it would have all worked, but for one thing. Trump won the election.
Right, exactly right.
Oops.
Exactly right. And I'll tell you, Trump, this is like you just said, this is why Trump wants a trial. He wants all this to come out.
Of course. You know? Innocent people demand a trial.
This is all going to come out in a United States federal district court.
Let's
see. And there are going to be people that are going to roll. A deputy assistant attorney general who worked under the FBI that doctored that email, he ain't going down by himself. I can tell you that right now.
I would agree. Chad, I got to run, buddy.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Thanks. 5:33. I postponed the silly segment so we could get Chad on. And, you know, he's great at helping me wrap up the afternoon in like 3 or 4 minutes. He knows what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
We'll play the... I don't think we played it yet this season. It sounds like the Carpenters, an awful lot like the Carpenters. And it's coming up shortly. John Lee Paints on Coliseum Boulevard. I don't know what to think because their sign out in front was blank when I drove by.
Mm-hmm.
Have they put something up there since Sunday?
I mean, they're closed on Sunday. New.
But I will drive by there this weekend on my way to Food Outlet. I drive to John Lee Paints whenever we need paint. You heard Eddie Bader on the show. Eddie was the guy that put my house on the market and was super impressed with the way the interior looked. Well, we painted it 7 years ago, but we used Richard's paint from John Lee. And it's just the best. For a do-it-yourselfer or a pro, you want a paint that's going to yield a great result. You don't want to be chasing paint with the roller because it's thin and drippy and you got to put 3 coats on to get it to look like it covers when in fact it really isn't. And what's amazing about it is that throughout the house, whether the room was lit by daylight, candlelight, fluorescent light, it is the richest, most even finish you'll ever see with a paint on the inside. This year, they launched their own brand, John Lee's Solar Proof. It is a super low viscosity paint, which means it doesn't allow mildew to develop and stuff. So every once in a while, you hit it with a garden hose, it's clean and beautiful, and it withstands the elements of Alabama. Plus, they have everything else you need to start and complete a successful painting project. See Charles Bubba Turner and that great team at John Lee Paints for 3.5 decades, the official home for Montgomery's historic color charts at 34 Coliseum Boulevard. 5:35.
This is Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic I-65 and 85 are very congested at the merge right now. It's a slow merge if you're going 85 to 65 northbound. And once you get on 65, we have another slowdown at the Northern Boulevard. Heavy traffic to Cobbs Ford Road, and Cobbs Ford Road is very busy into Prattville. I-65 north and southbound onto 85. It is a slow merge this afternoon. They got high volume of traffic through there right now. It's a slow go for several miles. Troy Highway, there is an accident at Troy Highway in the Eastern Boulevard. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. Taylor Road, incredibly congested, as well as Atlanta Highway, 231 to Wetumpka. Very busy afternoon out there. Please drive carefully. If they're going to have a Christmas puppy under the tree, make sure it comes complete with invisible fence. With both indoor and outdoor systems, it'll keep that puppy just as safe as can be. Call Vicky at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
There are more distracted drivers this time of year. Don't be a distracted driver. Put your phone away while you drive. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you safe this holiday season.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery-grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's why we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
This is C.C. Cole with Cole Plumbing. All of us at Cole Plumbing want to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas with a very special thanks to those who have used our services this past year. Forget the political ills of the country. Remember the one born in Bethlehem on Christmas. Trust in him and we will have a better future. After Christmas, the new year is not far behind, so when plumbing problems arise, and they will, we can help you. Please give us a call at 279-8919. 279-8919. Many of our customers think we provide the best service, so we let them be the judge. Those that haven't used our service, we would love to have you give us a try. Again, from Cole Plumbing, we hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas and a prosperous new year. And don't forget the reason for the season.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, this is Danny with High Caliber Gun and Fun. November, we'll be celebrating 10 years doing business in the River Region, and Blue Water Broadcasting has been an integral part of that 10 years. High Caliber Gun and Fun, we say we are a step above the rest, and Blue Water Broadcasting definitely is that step.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. Tuskegee police have identified the person killed in a shooting over the weekend. Police say the victim is 22-year-old Gregory Perry of Tuskegee. The shooting happened on the 900 block of Della Sullins Road. Another person was also shot and taken to the hospital. No word on their condition, no arrest have been made in the case. The infant mortality rate in Alabama is at the lowest in state's history. The decrease occurs among all racial groups. The Alabama Department of Public Health says the rate is at 7 deaths per 1,000 live births in 2018. The Shops at East Chase is making sure every child gets time with Santa by providing a sensory Santa experience for those families with special needs children. The next sensory Santa experience will happen tomorrow at 6 p.m. and will offer families the opportunity to take photos without background music or spotlights, no lines, and additional time with Santa outside of normal Santa photo hours. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have kind of a chilly forecast as we head into the nighttime hours tonight. The winds will die down. With partly cloudy skies, the overnight low temperature falls to about 39. Tomorrow, look for another cool day for December. High temperature only in the middle 50s. There could be a shower somewhere in the area tomorrow afternoon, but I think the better rain chances will probably hold off until late Thursday night into Friday. Friday could be, you know, a bit of a soaker in some areas. Then the shower risk ends during the day on Saturday. Temperatures over the weekend will be back in the 60s. In fact, I think the nicest day will be Sunday with plenty of sun. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Christmas treats have all been baked. The fridge is stocked with booze. But I still have one wish to make. A big Noel to you. Merry Christmas, Allah.
Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
What could be more high voltage than the naming of 16-year-old Greta Thunberg as Time Magazine's Person of the Year? It's official. That today tells me that the left is officially bet.
Joey!
You say it for me. Crazy. This is a 16-year-old kid, and this is from our buddy David Blackman's blog, who was born to great white privilege in a racially homogenous country of Sweden, has lived a prosperous and privileged life provided to her by her neglectful, attention-seeking parents, both of whom are performers, has been used and abused by every adult who has ever held influence over her life, is currently being held up as a poster child for the radical climate alarmist community, is fond of constantly lecturing all adults who will listen to her angry hectoring that they have stolen my childhood despite her prosperous life of white privilege, and became famous by hitching a ride on a very wealthy billionaire's sailboat to float across the Atlantic and bring her toxic personality to us. How sad is it that a 16-year-old girl is a hero to a group of people in this country without any credentials? She's got no science. She's just another one of the crazies who really thinks that we're just doomed. And if that's really the case, well, let's live it up.
Remember when you were 16, the crap that you used to think and say?
Not that.
Yeah. I mean, but it was out there.
She's got issues, too. She is not a normal child. She has been totally manipulated by parents and other adults, and she's just being used by the left like they'll use anybody and dispose of them when they're no longer useful.
She's a drama queen.
And I am not, but this is how desperate they are for somebody. Couldn't give it to a man who has created the greatest economy in American history. Pretty much, it'd be very hard to find a non-wartime situation where so many people are employed with rising wages and inflation going down. Down, not up. Which means people are making more money, getting to keep more of their money, and having more disposable income. It's the ultimate economy. And when we talk with Brand, I explain, I think it's the best because back then you had ridiculous interest rates on everything from mortgages to cars, credit cards. Now you can buy a house and finance it with Morris Capuano at 3.5-4%, whatever the number is today. I mean, I bought less house 30 years ago and paid more for it. That's how bad the interest rates were in the late 70s and early 80s. Seriously, I bought an $80,000 townhouse in 1982 at 17.9%. It was a townhouse, very limited piece of property. We have in our wonderful city half an acre in a 1,500 square foot house, and we're paying less per month with really nothing down, thanks to Morris. That's the difference. That's the difference. We're talking less per month for a lot more 30 years ago, as it makes today amazing. But no, we can't be bothered with that. Randall, I'll take your call as soon as we... I should mention, too, of course, for any electrical service, installation, repair, you don't have to wonder who to call. Don't look in the... Just remember Mr. Electric. MrElectric.com. All certified master electricians. Upfront pricing on the work you need done. That is what you pay. No games. And they show up at a time that works for you. A specific time. Not can you hang around your house all day until we make it over there. No, they do specific appointments and guarantee their work. Can't do better. They're excellent. We've used them a whole bunch at our place. That's 292. Holy cow, I'm having asphyxia. No, that's not it. I'm having asphoria. That's what I'm having. 246. No, 245. This is ridiculous. I'm sorry, and I owe Mr. Electric a serious apology.
Oh, man.
245-1566.
Like I said.
They just came out to the church and did work for us, and they did an excellent job.
There you go. I'm going to have you do the messages because you won't forget. I mean, I've said the number. I had, but these naps, man, they've been hard to come out.
Can't let that pixie get to you.
Yeah. No, I think I have asphoria. Let's get the traffic, then we'll take Randall's call.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a very busy interstate at this hour on 85 and 65 out of Montgomery. The merge downtown is still very busy, but it is improving, moving a little better than it was about 15 minutes ago. We're getting up to a speed limit very shortly after you make the merge. On the Eastern Boulevard at Vaughn Road, we have a new accident there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. We have an accident just past Virginia Loop on the Troy Highway. If you're headed outbound from the Eastern Boulevard, it's going to be right up top of the hill. Watch out for it. And in Wetumpka, be careful on Wetumpka Highway at Green Street. We have an accident there as you're pulling into Wetumpka. Interstates are busy. Atlanta Highway is just very congested all the way outbound. Use caution wherever you are traveling this afternoon. If you're in a wreck wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal service is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Holiday traffic can be hectic and sometimes dangerous. If something happens to you, call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
550 is our buddy Randall.
Good morning. I mean, good evening. Good evening, and Merry Christmas.
I don't know what time of day it is either.
I tell you, I got to fix you. I mean, I can't tell. I'm asphyxiated. I headed to Montgomery. I mean, I can't take my eyes off Miss. Oh, Miss Rosie.
Are you coming to Bombers?
Yeah. Oh, yes, ma'am. I got. As long as they don't pull me over and lock me up in Tall County because I'm skinning her back. I got a question because it's been bothering me. Yesterday I had a mistake. I was running late getting to a ball game, and when a phone rang, I thought I was on TuneIn, but I was actually on radio through the Bluetooth, and thinking I'm on a phone call. When I get done, I'm going to hear. I heard Greg say this is going to be mistake free. I got a phone call. Was it mistake free? Phone call yesterday, Mr. Greg. I didn't get to hear it, and I didn't. One time I got through the Bluetooth cut off and the radio picked back up and it was over. Was it mistake free?
Yes, yesterday.
Yes,
was.
It was very good.
Oh, I guess it's time to go back and get the what they call it, the
podcast.
The podcast. That's it.
Today's was good too.
Yes, ma'am. All right. Well, I'll see y'all in a little bit. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas. See you, Randall.
551.
Hey, folks. Jeff Sessions here. There's a battle raging right now, a battle for the soul and future of America. It's a time of great opportunity and great peril. With President Trump, we have a historic opportunity to finally end the lawlessness at our border and to stop China from stealing our technology and our jobs. But we also face great peril. Washington Democrats are seeking to fundamentally change America, change our ideals, divide us from each other. They embrace socialism and chaos at our borders. And many Republicans are just too timid. They're not fully committed to fighting for the president's agenda. It's time to stand up and fight for what's right. And you all know me. I won't go wobbly on you. I'll always stand for Alabama values in Washington. I'm Jeff Sessions, candidate for the Senate. I approve this ad.
Paid for by Friends of Sessions Senate Committee, Inc.
Welcome to the Christmas gift we've all been waiting for, the semifinals of The Masked Singer.
Fox Tonight, 5 remaining Masked Singers.
Darren Criss.
Tay Diggs.
Ryan McKnight.
2 eliminations.
What?
1 chance to win a spot in next week's finale.
Amazing.
This is how we do it.
It's The Masked Singer Holiday Semifinals, followed by an all-new Almost Family.
Tonight on Fox 20.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Don't miss out on a chance to win great prizes. It's the 12 Days of Dixie Holiday Giveaway. Learn more at facebook.com/Dixie Electric Plumbing Air.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Friday the 13th at 9 a.m., it's another Bama half-off special. Fat Boys Barbecue Ranch in Prattville has $10 gift certificates for only $5 at BamaHalfOff.com. Locally owned and operated with a hometown family atmosphere, everything at Fat Boys Barbecue Ranch is made from scratch, including their original sauce, award-winning desserts, and their six meats slow-cooked over hickory hardwoods daily. Get your half-off deal from Fat Boys Barbecue Ranch beginning Friday the 13th at 9 a.m. on BamaHalfOff.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Tired of the same old holiday specials? Tonight on ABC, it's the first ever Christmas special for cats. Ow! Featuring the dot from a laser pointer. Ow! Dead mice. And lint fresh from the dryer. Ow! And if that's not enough to make Mr. Whiskers slash your new suede couch enjoy, we've also got celebrity guests like Kat Lynn Jenner, Tina Fey, Bill Scurry, and a special performance by Meowie J. Blige. Think you're excited? Ask your cat. Okay, this is an awful idea. Cats just want to be left alone to lick themselves. But too late, we ran the promo. ABC's Christmas special for cats. Use hashtag CatterdayNightFever to interact with fellow shut-ins. Don't hiss it.
You know, we talked about, played some of the audio, this guy walking around with a briefcase full of money offering to buy people's dogs, and nobody said yes. $10,000, he sold them up, I'll give you $100,000 for your dog, and people said no. If they were walking their cats, there would have been many deals done.
No.
Would you, Rosie?
No.
Is there any amount of money?
This is Rosie.
No.
Rosie is not like anybody else you or I know.
You're right. 100%.
Can we have harmony on that?
Oh, yes. She's way better than anybody I know.
I bet you some people I know wouldn't get rid of their cats for $10,000.
Not this morning.
We know and love.
Oh, you got that right.
No way.
We watched a cute cat video. It was on Fox.
I think he was drunk.
Going down the stairs?
I think he was drunk.
I don't like to think it's drunk.
No, I don't think he's drunk. I just think he likes the feel of the stairs on his
sliding
show.
Down with the gravity.
I hope so, but I was reading the
subtitles.
He's
getting his shoulder scratched.
It was cute.
Yeah.
He was slithering down there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd look it up, but I'm too tired. I don't think I'm going to make it to Bob.
Oh, yes, you are. Oh.
Man, even Joey's coming, apparently.
Yes.
Yeah.
Said he was. Better be there.
That's a big one right there.
5:56 is the time. One last word and a big thank you to Marissa and Laurie at Your CBD Store. I'm getting such great feedback from people who have gone to Your CBD Store to talk about the SunMed products and the different ways CBD can enhance your life. And they all talk about the experience and the getting questions answered, knowledgeable, professional approach to the benefits these products bring to the table. And it's certainly worth a trip to Your CBD Store to find out what they can do for you and your pets. Speaking of pets, they're very easy to find. Your CBD Store is right across from the Renfro Adams Drugs off Chantilly Parkway. You just turn south by the Bojangles, make your first immediate left, and then your first immediate right, and you are there Monday through Saturday from 10 to 6. And especially if you have pet issues with anxiety, separation, minor pain or arthritic issues, they can help with that. Really amazing products at Your CBD Store. And please mention you heard about them here. Well, we're making way for Rusty and David, and we'll be heading over to buy. I might bring the Mr. Microphone inside.
Yes.
Ooh.
Absolutely.
It might actually come in handy over the Den of Bomb Hours. Hope to see you there.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have a very busy interstate at this hour on 85 and 65 out of Montgomery. The merge downtown is still very busy, but it is improving, moving a little better than it was about 15 minutes ago. We're getting up to a speed limit very shortly after you make the merge. On the Eastern Boulevard at Vaughan Road, we have a new accident there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. We have an accident just past Virginia Loop on the Troy Highway. If you're headed outbound from the Eastern Boulevard, it's going to be right up top of the hill. Watch out for it. And in Wetumpka, Be careful on Wetumpka Highway at Green Street. We have an accident there as you're pulling into Wetumpka. Interstates are busy. Atlanta Highway is just very congested all the way outbound. Use caution wherever you are traveling this afternoon. If you're in a wreck wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal service is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents...